In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to the episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls here on March 3rd, 2016. This is the official podcast of For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm Daniel Black, writer for
the Cowbell Tolls. No, you did that wrong. We agreed upon this.
And joining me is Ethan
Lee. No. Who are you?
I said no promises.
You agreed to this.
No, I said...
This is a load of crap.
I said, I'll do it, no promises.
You... Freaking jerk, you agreed, you promised.
Hello, Ethan.
You pinky promised.
No.
Over the interwebs.
That's impossible.
Over
the
interwebs.
You're 2.5 hours away from me. That would have to have long pinkies.
That image is going to stay
Imagine
in my head.
Imagine that guy from Fantastic Four, that flexible
Mr.
dude.
Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, and it's just our pinkies.
That image is not going to exit my head anytime soon, and that... is really scarring.
That's, for those who don't know, that's Ethan Lee. Hello, Ethan.
How's it going?
I suck.
Oh, you don't suck as bad as the basketball team.
What's that?
I don't know
what that is.
They're at halftime and they're abysmal.
What is a basketball?
I mean, we both gave up in the first half. We're just not going to talk about
it. I gave up after 2 minutes.
Fair enough.
Like, literally, I think it was, whenever
Did you tweet out something like Stephen Moody and blah, 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 and
yeah,
that's when you quit?
Yeah, and Moody is on fire. We're done, folks. And that was 48 minutes before halftime.
Moody's gonna have a career game.
He has 24 at halftime, Ethan.
I mean...
He already has one. He has 9 points more than he had against Georgia, and it's been a half.
Yeah, he's gonna.
But yeah, we're not going to talk about that. Currently, the game is actually, it's at halftime as we record, but we're not going to talk about
it. We're done.
And basketball season's over. So we're just going to, we're welcome to the baseball show and the softball show and the women's basketball show, because the women's basketball is the only basketball that matters.
We're a women's sports school.
We are a women's sports school. So on the show today, we're going to talk about baseball. Mississippi State defeated Alcorn State 14-0 on Tuesday. We're going to talk about that. We're going to preview the upcoming series against UCLA, USC, and Oklahoma. And also, women's basketball is about to partake in the SEC tournament in Jacksonville, Florida. And Ethan is going to talk about softball, because I know nothing about softball, other than that the ball is soft, even though it's not really soft.
No, it's not.
It's like a neon green. It's a weird ball.
I have several articles of clothing that are almost that neon green, actually.
That you do.
Yeah.
So, let's start with baseball. Mississippi State defeated Alcorn State 14-0 on Tuesday. Really, we shouldn't have expected anything less.
I didn't expect Vance Tatum not to start. I didn't expect 14 runs to be put up like that.
Did you expect 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pitchers being used, even though we didn't give up a run?
No, but I'm not I'm not upset about that.
I think
that was actually a really good move by Cohen.
I thought after he replaced the pitcher in the fourth, in either the third or the fourth inning, we were just going to use a pitcher per inning.
Very close.
Yeah, very close. 7-9. But yeah, Mississippi. I said going in. And by the way, I didn't actually watch this game, so I really don't know. Other than that, we scored a lot of runs. I really don't know what happened. But I said
pitching did well. You can talk about that.
Pitching did well. Great.
Yeah.
There we go. You wanted me to talk about it.
There you go.
But I said going into the weekend against UMass Lowell and Nicholls State, a team that is currently playing LSU at home, like Nicholls State at home, the team that lost 12-1 to Alabama, and the team that got murdered by UMass Lowell twice and by Mississippi State twice. Like, that team is playing at home against the 5-time national champion, LSU Tigers.
Yeah, that is... that's dumb.
Yeah.
Whoever scheduled that for LSU should be shot.
It's like when we played Middle Tennessee State on the road, except not... in football in 09, except not so much.
Yeah, not so much, because we don't have the national prominence that LSU baseball does.
Indeed. But I said going into that weekend that if we don't go 5-0 over our next 5 games, I will want Cohen's head. And here we are, 5-0 over the next... over the last 5 games, 7-2 on the season, and I said also that a concern could be that we're beating really bad teams and we're struggling against really good teams, and I don't know if this is a segue into this weekend unless you want to talk about this game more.
I mean, this wasn't just a simple win over a bad team. This was absolute domination in all facets of the game. I mean, our freshmen came out pitching well. It just, top to bottom, there was nothing going wrong for Mississippi State, pretty much. And that is, I mean, obviously good, but it's not just a simple, oh yeah, we beat a bad team. No, we absolutely destroyed a bad team. So.
Fantastic. I think, obviously, just looking at stats here, if you want to talk about individual players, the obvious one, and it seems like we're never going to stop talking about this guy, is Jack Kruger. 3-for-3, 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored.
I just hope that he doesn't do what Jacob Robson did last year, where Jacob Robson had that phenomenal start to the season and then just kind of not necessarily fizzled out, but didn't really play as well the second half. You know, the whole team didn't play as well the last 2/3. But I really hope that Kruger can maintain this sort of trajectory that he's going on. Because he, how many extra base hits there? 2? Both doubles?
Yes.
2 RBIs. He's batting .562 on the season right now. That's through 9 games. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The best batting average on the team by large margins, pretty much. Jack Kruger was a phenomenal addition to this team.
Others, I think that pretty much... do you think... by now, I'd say that Cody Brown has locked a spot in the starting lineup for the remainder of the year.
I would think so.
Let's see.
Outfielder, yeah.
2-for-4, 2 RBIs, 1 run. And did he hit a home run? I think he hit a home run. Did he hit a home run?
I'm not seeing that on my stat sheet.
Well, then he probably didn't.
But I don't see that on my
did
stat.
Anyone hit a home run? I thought someone hit a home run.
I thought someone did, but I don't see one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check on Twitter real quick.
No one hit a home run. Okay. Well, that's what I get for not watching the game, I guess.
Well, I don't... was it available? Because
it was on the SEC Network Plus.
Okay. I didn't watch the game. It was crappy weather, and I was doing homework, I think.
See, I came in here prepared to talk about either a close loss or a win over Ole Miss in basketball, so you can tell how prepared I am.
But others that did well yesterday, who was it? Gridley, 2-for-5. Not great, but not terrible. He was left on base 3 times, a little frustrating because that's, you know, half the amount of guys that were left on base. So Stovall, Holland, Marrero.
Nathaniel Lowe went 2-for-3.
Yeah.
Fun.
Reed Humphreys had kind of an uncharacteristic, not great game.
0-for-3, 1 RBI, and that was off of a walk, I guess?
Bases loaded walk, probably. Yeah, walks are good. Not great, but still good. So, I think, pitching-wise, does anything jump out to you there?
Well, we used 7 pitchers and gave up no runs, so it's kind of hard.
I think again, this was good for guys like Ethan Small. Reed Humphreys pitched a little bit, apparently.
I have never heard of Connor Pilkington in my life.
I have. He pitched a couple of weekends ago, I thought.
Well, then, if Reed Humphreys did pitch.
Yeah.
So does that mean we had 9 pitchers? Or would that still be just 8?
Let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, because Connor Pilkington pitched 2 innings. So, yeah. 8 pitchers in 9 innings.
Which, if you have these guys that can just come in and show up like this, it's pretty good, I think. It's a pretty good indication of what you have for the rest of the season. You know, if you feel comfortable bringing these guys in just kind of cold like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, who is it? Humphreys coming in the second inning there? Like, he had the most warm-up time because of the way the first inning went.
Yeah.
But these other guys, assuming that they just go into the bullpen to warm up real quick and then come back out, you know, if you're just throwing them in and then pulling them out real quick, they're not getting a lot of warm-up time. But if you feel comfortable doing that, and obviously Cohen did yesterday, you know, you got to think that you have pretty good pitching. And as a whole, they only gave up 3 hits, only walked 2, and struck out 10. So keep going to Abner's, people.
Abner's.
Free chicken.
Free chicken for all. Or is it just students?
I think it's anybody that has a ticket to the game. You don't necessarily have to go. You just have to have a ticket. Or students with an ID. So any student that didn't necessarily go, they can go get, just use their ID.
Oh boy, the second half of the game started.
Nope, we're not going to talk. What game?
What is a game? Okay, so you want to talk about baseball as in preview baseball now, or what do you want to do? You can tell how unprepared we are. We just don't care.
Let's stick with the same sport.
We genuinely don't care right now. Okay, so we play a 3-game series in Los Angeles, California.
Against 3 different teams.
Against 3 different teams. Against those freaking UCLA freaking Bruins that no one likes.
I hope we beat them 14-0. I hope we beat them 28-0.
No one likes them.
I hope we somehow inspire the NCAA to install a run rule in baseball with how bad we beat them.
Can
like 52-0.
Can we get those 2 girls who ran onto the field when we were getting beat 8-0 against UCLA in game 2 of the 2013 series? Was it 3? Did I not say 3?
You said 2.
Those 3 girls to run onto the field. Can we get those and sort of just let them be?
I mean, if you can get me their numbers, then I will get right on that and possibly take them out on a date or 2.
Now, may I ask you a question?
Go for it.
How do I get their numbers?
I don't know. Weren't they arrested? So you can look up the public records or something like that.
But that's just, like, weird.
Well, public records.
Public. So you want me to look through arrest records so you can get these, so you can find these girls and let them go on dates with you?
Dude, is that not how you get dates?
Not that I know of, no.
Well, there you go.
So, okay.
Hey, would you rather me slide into your sister's DMs?
I will be finding a new co-host now. Ethan
she
Lee.
She followed you on Twitter. I mean,
because she just wants to stalk me. That's all. Because she was stalking me. She was looking through my Twitter profile when she favorited those tweets.
Yeah.
She's weird.
She favored my tweets. I had no clue who she was at first.
So yeah, Ethan and my sister are going to get happily married someday. And we're going to be brothers-in-law. Well, yeah, baseball.
This is the weirdest preview ever.
Baseball. We play UCLA, USC, and Oklahoma. The UCLA Bruins, we play first on Friday. They were hyped up going into this year last year, a national seed in the NCAA tournament, didn't get past a regional, and now they are currently 3-5 on the year with 2 losses to North Carolina, which is usually a good program, but then they have losses to Long Beach State, Cal Poly, and UC Santa Barbara, and they play North Carolina Dentals in an exhibition today. Why are they playing exhibitions midway through the season?
I don't know. Where is Long Beach State?
In Long Beach?
They have an acceptance rate of 36.1. Oh, wow. Pretty good school.
That's incredible.
It's California State University, Long Beach.
Oh, that's the
largest campus of the 20. Wow, I didn't realize there's.
Wow, I don't care. UCLA and NC Dinos is currently scoreless through two innings.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
We play them. We also play the USC Trojans, which can be taken either as the people from Troy. Or as another kind of somewhat...
Condoms.
Yeah, condoms. Yeah, I was trying to say a brand of something, but you just went ahead and said it.
They're condoms.
I did make a Chris Jones Gamecock joke last show, but so I guess that's allowed.
You're good.
So, USC, another team that came into the year a little bit hyped. 5-3 on the year. They lost their opening series against North Dakota. Yeah. NC Dinos team I was just mentioning?
Yeah, the team that you can't say the school or whatever?
Yeah, they lost to them 5-0.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, USC lost to them. And they took a series against Wake Forest, and they beat Long Beach State. So, yeah. USC and UCLA have very similar opponents. And then
they were probably doing another invitational or something out there.
And Ethan, you know how you said Oklahoma's probably the best team out of the three?
Yeah.
They're not good.
Yeah.
They are currently 4-5 on the year.
Yeah, they're not the best.
With two losses to Northeastern. And they got swept by Sam Houston State.
Oh, hey. Okay.
So, yeah.
After Sam Houston State's not a great school.
The Houston guy. Sam Houston.
Yes. That is the man that Houston was named after. The Texas legend, yes. Same guy.
Sam Houston. That's fantastic. Yeah. That's just great. So,
this is the weirdest intro we've ever done.
This is the worst show we've ever done.
I don't think this is the worst. It's entertaining.
This isn't even an intro. We're 16 minutes in.
You'd have to expect Mississippi State to take two of the three. I can't talk. Less than two of the three?
I'm not expecting that.
What?
No, not expecting it. No, I'm not expecting it.
What I'm saying is that should be the standard. Anything less than two of the three is alarming. Because these are not good teams. They're obviously a step above what we saw this past week and what we saw yesterday as we record 2 days ago as they listen.
I'm expecting to get one win out of this, and I don't know who we're going to beat.
When I say expecting, I say this is what the standard should be. You know, realistically, the standard should be we should win all three. Because Mississippi State baseball is Mississippi State baseball. But what we're using the word in different context here. You're using it in as a realistic.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, so you're saying I shouldn't be realistic.
No, not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is...
Oh, is it? Is it what you're not trying to say?
You're being dumb. What I'm saying is what we should expect as fans is 2 of 3. Per the standard, per the bar, you know, let's set that bar there.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
That is what we should see. You're obviously saying realistic expectations 1 of 3, and I tend to agree there.
Yeah.
Just because I think that this team is still not where they should be, and still not where they eventually will be. And I honestly will be surprised if we take 2 of 3. So
yeah,
kind of a disappointing look.
I'm trying to pull up the stats for Oklahoma, and they're giving me, let's see, trying to find good stats for these teams. So is there just like an average number of runs that they score? Because if so, that would be fantastic. Because they don't have an average number of runs scored.
So you're saying that Oklahoma has a crappy athletic department and doesn't know how to arrange things and doesn't know how to put out their stats?
Yeah.
Okay. If Matt's listening, I'm sure he'll enjoy that.
He's probably not.
He listens to a lot of our shows, actually.
How many?
I'd probably say, 35 out of the 50.
Wow. I don't think Matt likes me.
I don't think he dislikes you.
Hmm. He probably still holds a grudge against me for trying to switch you to the Grizzlies.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
These stats are so terrible. Like, I can't find just an average number of runs they score per game. They have the total number of runs they've scored per game, which is 46 over 9 games, so...
Let's just do some math real quick.
That's like 5 point something.
So that's not bad.
They are outscoring their opponents. This is the worst thing we've ever... We need to start learning how to do baseball previews, because this is absolutely terrible.
I mean, it's not... No, it's not. Nah, this is awesome.
Are you drunk?
Well, I have one beer open right here.
You're drinking while you're doing the show.
It's Texas Independence Day, and this is a Texas
Who
beer.
Who cares about Texas Independence Day? Oh, wait, you're from Texas. Oh.
I actually don't really care about Texas Independence Day as much as most Texans.
Well, then So you're telling me that you don't care about this dumb holiday, and you're just drinking a beer for the heck of it?
It's a Texas beer.
Oh my goodness, that's the...
Shinerbach.
Shinerbach, that's fancy. I don't care.
Really that fancy. No, I bought it, I think at Walmart.
Oh, wow.
Or
beer from
CVS
Walmart,
or
huh?
I mean, beer is beer. Where you get it doesn't really
UCLA
matter.
UCLA is being outscored on the year 46-56.
And yet they have more wins than losses?
That's false. They're 3-5.
Oh, I thought you said they were 5-3.
No, USC is 5-3.
Okay.
And USC is being... They are outscoring their opponents 30-25. So who do we lose? So what team do we lose to, Ethan?
We're going to lose to USC, is what I would expect. We should beat the other two.
But...
I expect we will trip up to probably UCLA, just in stupid fashion. I refuse to predict that we're going to lose to Matt's team. So we beat the Sooners.
I'll agree with that. And it pains me to say that we're going to lose to UCLA again. By the way, Weatherspoon just fouled Moody again.
What is basketball? What sport are you talking about?
I don't know why you're saying what is basketball, because you obviously know
what
you're talking
about. Shut up. Dang it.
You want to talk about Auburn just to get back on track?
Sure. Why not?
The Auburn basketball team.
We're going to beat them by 10. There's your preview. I'm going to go DM your sister now.
If you actually do, you're actually going... Please, okay, you're... Yeah, they lost to Texas A&M by 18 points on Tuesday. They lost to Alabama by 8 points on Saturday.
Yeah.
Pulled off a win against Georgia.
Oh, whoa,
pulled off
what?
A win
what?
At Arkansas.
Oh, boy, we're going to lose.
We may lose, yeah.
This is the opposite of what I was hoping for.
We could lose this game. Goodness.
This is awful.
This is the worst show we've ever done.
No, it's not. What? The deleted show is the worst show.
Well, that doesn't exist, because wasn't ever uploaded.
So what else do we have to talk about, then?
Yeah, prediction for this game?
Seeing as Gavin Ware scored 19 and has 5 rebounds against a game, and a game that we aren't talking about.
Yes.
Assuming he keeps that sort of production up going forward.
Ethan, we're down by 6.
This game does not exist. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I say we beat... I'll stick to the prediction of we beat Auburn by 10, score of like 66-56.
Okay.
Auburn's another weird team. They've kind of hit a stride lately. Mississippi State has hit a stride lately, outside of a game that we're not talking about. So I wouldn't be surprised to see us win by 10. Hashtag rhyming scheme.
I didn't even pay attention to your rhymes.
Win by 10. Hashtag.
I will hang up on you, because that is really dumb. You know what one thing about the game that we're not talking about? I'll just mention this. You know where Ole Miss's students are located?
No.
Where ours should be. Right by the court.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes.
I want Strickland to get his mind together and get back, because if Strickland is really dumb when he wants our students, you, to be just on one side of the floor. Where, as opposed to...
But it's fine, both goalposts. You know?
No, I want to put them on the floor where they used to be. Back when we were good at basketball.
If you're not going to do that, then put us in the lower bowl section behind both goalposts and call it done. Behind both goals. And just call it done.
Well, Strickland's not going to do that.
Well, Strickland, yeah, we agree that Strickland is dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said it before that I wouldn't be surprised to see Mississippi State start charging students for basketball within the next year or two.
Why?
You don't remember the final thoughts segment that I did on this?
Please don't get into something long and complicated.
It's not going to be long and complicated.
Is it going to be long or complicated?
No. It's short and simple in that Mississippi State started charging students like $10 per game if they wanted to get in early or whatever. And it was only like 30 to 45 minutes early.
I do remember that.
And it was like $70. And I raised a bit of a fuss because I thought it was stupid. And it is stupid.
Did people actually pay money to get in?
People actually did it. And they took up entire sections. And it was the best seats that, you know, I waited in line for like 3 hours for with my friends because that was a thing we did. And we couldn't go get our normal seats.
Money talks.
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying that the direction that the athletic department is moving, I wouldn't be surprised to see it happen.
So, yeah, I'm going to say Auburn or Mississippi State wins 77-73.
That's unusually high scoring.
That's exactly what I said for the Ole Miss game. So because of that, I'm going to say 75-70.
Okay, whatever. Nice.
Actually, false. No, never mind. I'm going to keep that. So softball, go ahead. This is the part of the show where I don't speak. So, yeah.
I'm actually trying to pull up the schedule now.
Oh, wow.
So say something. Talk about how you love softball.
Well, softball, we're a good team.
Yeah.
Van Studeman seems like a good coach. We have good players. We made it to some NCAA tournaments.
So you can shut up now because you don't like softball. The Bulldog Slamboree is what they're calling it.
I'm sorry, but that's really stupid.
Stephon
Moody has 35 points.
Oh gosh.
Can someone shoot me in the gut? Can you please someone give me physical pain?
I don't know what you're talking about, but, gosh. So, the Bulldog Slamboree includes 5 teams, Chattanooga, Northwestern State, or, well, 6 teams, including Mississippi State.
Wait, say the first one?
Chattanooga.
Oh, I thought you said Chad Nougat. I didn't know what on God's green earth you were talking
Northwestern
about.
State, Longwood,
I don't know
Central
what
Arkansas,
is.
Western Kentucky, and then Mississippi State.
Longwood, there could be a sexual innuendo made out of that.
There are all sorts of sexual innuendos you could make about that. State's going to play 2 games on Friday, Chattanooga, and then Northwestern State, and then 2 games on Saturday, Longwood, Central Arkansas, and then on Sunday, 1 game, Western Kentucky. State should realistically go 4-1, 5-0 on this weekend. Wouldn't expect them to take more than one loss. Biggest area of concern is the pitching has started to show a little bit of what a more realistic version of what it is, without Alexis Silkwood, who I'm assuming is still injured, still recovering. I don't really know. Haven't really seen anything about it. Nobody's really talking about it all that much. And I don't have the connections or the sources, if you will, to really go find out. But it is what it is. The pitching is still pretty good. I just don't think it is as elite as it could be. You've got 4 really good pitchers, and then you have...
Is Joe Flacco an elite quarterback?
No, he's not, but did you see the GIF that the Ravens tweeted out?
No. Did you
go look it up?
Okay, let me say this one thing really quickly. You know how we were just talking about how Scott Strickland's dumb?
Yeah.
Well, apparently he was named the 2015-16 Athletic Director of the Year by the NACDA, the National Association of Collegiate Directors of Athletics.
Oh. That's cool.
He's still dumb, go ahead.
Gosh. I don't know where I was.
You were talking about the ball good. That is soft.
I know. Whatever. Pitching is still pretty good, just not as great as it could be. So, you know, 4-1's likely. Would hope to go 5-0. Obviously, moving to 17-2 before, well, then, you know, you play Penn State in Starkville on Tuesday, and then, you know, hopefully 18-2 at that point before heading out to the Louisville Slugger Invitational that has UC Santa Barbara, UCLA, Cal State Fullerton, Long Beach State, and Cal State Fullerton. So
you
really
said
getting
Cal
things.
Cal State Fullerton twice.
I know I did. I did that on purpose. If they can, you know, move to 17-2 on this weekend and then ultimately 18-2, including the Penn State game, or even if they're 17-3, I think that sets us up well for the trip out west and then ultimately setting us up well for SEC play against Auburn, who is really good. Hopefully Alexis Silkwood will be back before then. If anybody knows what's going on, tweet me because I have no clue. And I don't want to ask Van Studeman because I don't want to get in trouble. So,
will she pull a Dan Mullen and yell at you for saying, you know, yell at you by saying, yeah, you know, we don't talk about injuries. It's protocol. We don't talk about injuries. And then,
possible.
And then she'll leave the room.
I think she's a lot nicer than Dan Mullen.
Do you remember when that happened?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
Brad Locke asked those questions. I wonder where he is now. No longer on the state beat.
Is he really not?
No, he hasn't been on the state beat for a good 2 years now.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, is that?
That's that.
Women's basketball!
Yay!
The women's basketball team finished tied for second in the Southeastern Conference because Texas A&M defeated Mississippi State, which would ultimately be the tiebreaker. Mississippi State will be the 3 seed in the SEC tournament, which still means we get the double bye.
Yep.
So Mississippi State will be playing on Friday against either Georgia or Vanderbilt. Georgia, a team that Mississippi State lost to. Vanderbilt, a team that Mississippi State defeated. So, yeah, that'll be on the Friday in Jacksonville. And the last time Mississippi State played a sporting event in Jacksonville that I know of...
It didn't go well.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And I was about to say the 2011 Gator Bowl, which was the last time I was actually in Jacksonville.
The last time you're at Jacksonville.
A game where we won by 38 points.
Yeah, that one went well.
That did go well.
Last one didn't.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been in Jacksonville for something else recently.
Probably.
You know, something like golf or something. Tennis. I don't know.
Hey, I don't know either. Really?
So what does the SEC women's basketball tournament look like so far?
Well, let's look at the bracket.
Bracket. They've been played.
Happened, but if you want to, we can just predict the rest of them.
Let's do that.
Okay, fantastic. So, let's go ahead and get this bracket up. Bracket. Okay, so zoom on in here. The LSU Tigers defeated Alabama. Matt Insull's Ole Miss squad, who just happened to finish last in the SEC, lost to Vanderbilt.
And didn't he make a promise that they'd be
a top 25 team next year? Yeah.
Yeah,
he's gonna get fired. Which really is disappointing, because...
We like playing against Matt.
We do like playing against Matt Insull. And then, so, Auburn versus Missouri... So, the games, I guess, today as you listen will be Auburn versus Missouri, LSU versus Kentucky, Arkansas versus Tennessee, Georgia versus Vanderbilt, the winner of Auburn-Missouri. Or let's go ahead and just predict it if you want to. Auburn versus Missouri, who's going to win?
I'd say Mizzou.
I agree with you. Next, yeah. The 13 seed LSU versus the 5 seed Kentucky.
Kentucky.
I agree with you there. The 10 seed.
That'd be a really big upset.
The 10 seed Arkansas versus the soon to be coachless 7th seed Tennessee Volunteers.
Probably Arkansas. Just, you know.
I'm not saying that.
The way that Tennessee's season has gone.
I'm not going to say that.
You're not going to say that? You don't think they're going to melt?
No. I'm going with Tennessee. And then the 11 seed Vanderbilt versus the 6th seed Georgia.
Georgia.
I agree with that. So, next, Missouri or South Carolina, Ethan?
The Battle of the Columbias?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that upset. I'd love to see that upset, but it's just not happening.
By battle, you mean the 30-point South Carolina win?
Oh, I was thinking 35, 40 points. It's not going to be close.
South Carolina wins. They're headed to the semifinals. Kentucky or Florida? That's the 5 versus 4 there.
That could go either way.
I'm going Kentucky.
Just basketball name?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going Kentucky. So according to you, the Gary Blair Invitational, Arkansas or Texas A&M?
A&M.
I agree with you there. And
A&M would beat Tennessee, too.
Yeah, I know. And
so at this point, it doesn't matter.
Georgia or Mississippi State?
Mississippi State.
I agree with that. So now, South Carolina or Kentucky? South Carolina wins there. And then Mississippi State or Texas A&M?
I think we get them back. I think we win that one.
I don't. I think we'll fall. And then, so South Carolina's your SEC tournament champion.
By at least 10 points.
Yeah.
Against whoever they play.
So, yeah, South Carolina's going to win there. So that was a really crappy show.
Oh,
Mississippi State in the game that doesn't exist is currently down by 10. And so, yeah. And the Mississippi State Twitter account seems pretty excited about it because it yelled in all caps, 3-pointer! We cut the lead to 10. Woo.
Yeah.
So. Any final thoughts?
SDS actually put out a good piece and it was about Dak Prescott.
Well, wait, time out, stop.
Read this piece?
No, I don't read it either.
It was phenomenal.
They're trash.
They are trash, typically, but they put out phenomenal
work. Oh, that is true. Their drunkard CEO is no longer there.
Yeah, and they've actually been improving lately from what I hear. I haven't read anything with them recently, but, they put out some really good work about Dak Prescott with his combine and his backstory and everything that's going on.
And speaking of Dak, he will be on Gruden's QB camp.
Yeah, but in the piece, specifically, whoever wrote it, I don't know who wrote it, I don't really care.
Probably
that
a piece of trash.
No.
Because I don't like any of them.
What?
I don't like them.
Okay, well, you can't just say everybody's a piece of trash.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm very certain.
Really?
Because you can get sued for that.
Really?
For libel. Yes.
He is the best writer in the entire world. Please don't sue me.
At least you have a lawyer father, but, you know.
He does family law, Ethan.
Okay, so one of the questions that was asked for Dak was, so where does he think he's headed? And then Prescott, and, you know, I'm going to quote the article here. Prescott says, two clubs are showing him more love than others, even way back at the Senior Bowl last month. One is in the AFC South, and the other the NFC East. The only team in the AFC South that needs a quarterback are the Houston Texans.
Okay.
And we're just going to ignore the possibility that he's going to Dallas because it's likely that the other team is Dallas.
So the Dallas Cowboys will be selecting Dak Prescott. I have pretty much promised myself that I will be rooting for whatever team Dak Prescott goes to.
Yeah, I'm going to absolutely riot if he goes to Dallas.
Who is on the Dallas Cowboys, Ethan? Name a specific player on the Dallas Cowboys.
The woman beater.
Correct.
Greg Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I wouldn't be able to root for him.
I wouldn't be able to root for the Cowboys. I am not. I just physically not. It would hurt me. It would hurt my soul. I hate Dallas so much.
See, I just want him to go to the 49ers so I can become a 49ers fan again.
Gross. So, okay. Yeah.
You just dropped something.
I just dropped a pen.
Yeah, I heard that.
So what I was trying to say is Dak's going to be a Houston Texan, and we can all be happy, and everything will be awesome. There we go.
You know what I hope happens?
What? Is it actually something good, or is this going to make me upset?
That he goes to the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, gross. Well,
and he pulls a Tom Brady. I'm not saying that I want Cam Newton to be injured, because I don't like when anyone, other than Greg Hardy, I don't want anyone to be injured. Yeah. Well, actually, Greg Hardy or Marshall Henderson. I don't want anyone to be injured. But he could get injured. But of course, I hate Cam Newton. I hate him with all my life, I don't hate him to the extent of getting injured.
Yeah.
But still,
yeah.
If he gets injured, Dak can come in and become the starting quarterback and ultimately win 5 Super Bowls.
I mean, we've...
Just saying.
We've discussed
just
that,
saying.
That actually would be a really saying. Good place for him if they could get him in, like, the 5th round.
We
to
can,
have
we
a
can
good
have Miller Yoho on the show every week.
That'd be a good backup for Cam, because stylistically they are similar in some regards there. And then that would help develop Dak, ultimately, plus, you know, with Cam's playing style, it's very possible that he could get hurt. To have another similar quarterback to just be able to step in like that, that would be
Dak
a smart
Prescott
move. Dak
the next Tom Brady, except a bit nicer and a bit more likable.
Yeah. That'd be cool with that.
Yeah. So that'll do it for this episode of the Podcast Dolls. On Tuesday, we will talk about Mississippi State's thing against Auburn. And we will preview the SEC basketball tournament.
Yay.
That will be going on in Nashville. I already have a winner, by the way. I already know who's... I already have a prediction of who's going to win.
Who's your predictor?
Predictor.
Who's your predicted?
Prediction?
Prediction. I am tired. I napped.
Right now, Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt?
Yes. They're the
Vanderbilt?
They're the hottest team in the conference. If they beat Texas...
Vanderbilt.
If they're playing in their home city... They're the hottest team in the conference right now. And if they beat Texas A&M, I am guaranteeing it.
If they can beat Texas A&M, I might agree there.
Yeah.
Because Texas A&M is my pick to win it.
And Vanderbilt has won the SEC tournament in recent years.
How many years ago?
4?
Yeah.
Not long.
No, but I mean, it's not like, oh, it happened yesterday.
No, it wouldn't have happened yesterday. They There were no. There wasn't
yes,
an SEC
well,
tournament okay. going on yesterday.
You know what I mean.
Do I?
I'm gonna DM your sister for this.
Okay.
You just don't care anymore, or are you just calling my bluff?
No, I really couldn't care less.
Oh well, that takes away all leverage I had there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Dang it.
So,
great episode. #VeryQuality.
Bye.